Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, we magnify the Lord. We worship Him even right now. Go ahead and lift your hands up to God. Go ahead and magnify the true and living God on today. Go ahead and give God all the honor and the praise on today. I am your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez, and this is the Miracle Network Church. And guess what, men and women of God? This is the first day of February of 2015, and it is a Sunday, and the day is the day of new beginnings. And so even as we lift up God, even right now, we just go to the throne of grace, lifting up Christ right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we just worship and magnify you. Wherever you are, men and women of God, join me as we pray unto the true and living God. We magnify you, God. We give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you the splendor. We thank you for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Heavenly Father. Look down on your people on the day, Heavenly Father, and bless them, hallelujah, with a word, God. Bless them with a manifestation, oh Father God. Bless them as they send up thanksgiving and praise on a day, God. Bless your people in a mighty way, oh Father God. Bring them out of the tumult of the things that they're going through. Bring them out of the desolate land. Bring them out of the places, oh Bashata, Son of God, where it looks as though there's no hope. God said to let you know that there's hope on a day. He said to let you know whatever you may be going through on a day. He said to let you know that it's not your struggle anymore. Oh Bashata, Son, he said, for the former things are passed away. He said to let you know on a day he's going to do a new thing. Oh, he shall son of God. And God said to let you know on a day that the issue that you have is not unto death. You know, that's what Christ said when he went into the room. Hallelujah. Where the woman was deathly sick. Amen. He said it's not unto death. And a lot of times we go through things in life, amen, and we think, hallelujah, that that thing is going to wipe us out. It's going to take us out. It's going to take us under. Amen. But God should be by on a, to let you know on a day, although you may be in a valley, oh, Bashatasana, he said to let you know that his spirit still dwells in the valley. Amen. What do we find a valley to be on a day? As I began to look up the word valley, amen, it stands for the Latin word of valles, or val, V-A-L-E, amen, but a valley is a hollow or low tract of land between hills or mountains. Oh, Bashata, Son, a lot of you are going through hills and mountains on a day, meaning that you've got mountains of afflictions, you've got hills, oh, Hashata, Son, of anguish and grief, and even down low in the valley, hallelujah, it seems as though you can't seem to get, hallelujah, praise up to God. It seems as though you can't seem to get a joy in your feet, a clapping in your hands. But God sent me by on the day to let you know that the valley is still a place where his spirit dwells. So no matter what valley you're going through on the day, God is still yet there. The Bible declares in Genesis 26 and 19, it says, and Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. So what are you saying on a day? I'm saying on a day that God is saying by his spirit, oh, Bashata, Son of God, give the people a word and bless it, God. Hide this ministering woman behind your cross, God. God is saying that down in the valley is where they found water. Hallelujah, God. You know, valley is a low place. Hallelujah. The lowest place that you can seem to be in your life. But even when you're at the lowest, there's still yet water that's available that springs up to everlasting life. For the children of Israel found out that there was water down in their dark valley. When Pharaoh and, hallelujah, and all of his cohorts, oh, Bashata, Son of God, they kept the people oppressed. But God took them into a land where they still found, hallelujah, God, water. When they faced the Red Sea, when they faced fighting Pharaoh, there was still a valley, amen. And although the valley that they were
wherein was full of fear, a desolate area and desolate place, there was still yet water found in the valley. You ought to tap yourself on the shoulder and say, there's water yet here in my valley. Hallelujah. God sent me by to let you know on a day that deliverance is found in the valley. Deliverance is found in the things that you're going through in your life. I'm not talking about a deliverance out of that thing, but I'm talking about God delivering all the issues in your life. The lowest place in your life where you thought there was no hope, hope is found down in the valley. Why is that? Because 2 Kings 3:17 says, for thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see the wind, neither shall you see the rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink both ye and your cattle and your bees. God said in 2 Kings to let his people know, although they were in a land, a famine was up on the earth, and although they were in a place where there was no food found, that there was still yet a valley, a valley down low, oh, a valley. I don't know what you may be going through on today. Oh, hallelujah, God. God just said his finances. You may be going through finance on today, but God is saying in his word, I said God is saying in his word, although they slay you, yet you got to trust in God. And God is saying, even though, they serve you up to the enemy, God said to let you know on a day, if I be for you, then who can be against you? And I know you in a valley on a day, but oh, Bashata, son of God, yeah, though you walk through the valley of your shadow of death, you have to fear no evil, for God is with you. His rod and his staff comfort you on a day. Even though you're in a valley of a dry place, you're in a valley, oh, Bashata, son, you don't know how you're going to make your way out, even though you're in that dark valley. God said you can be in the valley of the shadows of even your death, but he said his rod and his staff is with you. He's your comforter. He's your prince of peace, oh, Bashata, son. Go ahead and tap yourself on the back, oh, Bashata, son, and say, God is yet in my valley. Oh, yes, God is yet in my valley. You know, there's another thing that goes in the valley, a thing called calamity. And God sent me by to let you know on a day, even though you're in a calamity. For what is a calamity? A calamity is a great misfortune that's caused by misery. Misery was the case the enemy thought that he gave you. A calamity generally applies to events or disasters that are produced with extensive evils. Come on and somebody say, Satan, get behind thee. Oh, Bashata, son. The dictionary says that it could be a loss of crops, earthquakes, defeat of armies and the like. But a calamity is applied to the misfortunes which bring great distresses up on individuals. And the calamity that you may have, Ezekiel talked about the calamity in chapter 35 and verse 5. He said, although there's a perpetual hatred against his people, God's people, I'm talking about you on a day, and they have shed the blood of the children of Israel, that means that God, somebody has shed blood on you. It means that you, even though you're hated in the land, God said in his word, during your time of calamity, don't worry about it. Even though you're going through the things that you're going through because of a misfortune or misery or grief, it seems as though when things rain, they rain like water. When things shower, they shower down rain and cats and dogs. One thing happens, and before you can get out of that one thing, there it is. Another thing is standing. standing at your front door. You can't leave the front door and go to the back because there's an issue with the back door. It's like when you're trying to pull a door, oh, Bashata, son of God, out of hallelujah, God, the way, but yet still there's something stuck behind the door, and you can't seem to get one door closed, and all of a sudden there's something knocking at the other door. I'm talking about a multitude of issues. You know, that's what happened to Jesus when they were inside of the boat. The Bible said the winds and the waves. You may be going through a wind and a wave on a day, all because of calamity on a day. But God said in his word that he will make the perpetual desolations, and the city shall not return until the enemy knows that he is your God. See, God wants to prove who he is, oh, Bashatasana, through you, by you, to you, for you, by the way of your enemies, because God said that he would make your enemies your footstool, so you don't have to worry about that thing. This is what he sent Ezekiel to let the people know. Ezekiel said, and thus said the Lord of God, because the enemy has said against you. Oh, Bashata, son of God. That's in chapter 36, verse 2. Even because the enemy have said against you, oh, Bashata, son of God, said in his word that every tongue that rises up against judgment in you, that he'll bring it down, oh, Bashata, son of He said that he'll make your enemies flee. Let all the enemies of God be scattered on the day, because you belong to God. And God said, because the enemy have said it against you, oh, Bashata, son of God, and because he tried to take your possessions, that you've prophesied to the enemy. And God said in Ezekiel, thus saith the true and living God, prophesy to the people and let them know, oh, Bashata, son, that I'm a God that delivers, I'm a God that atones, and I'm a God that sets free. And God told Ezekiel, the hand of the Lord was up on Ezekiel. You know, Ezekiel was a man sent to the children of Israel during the Babylonian captivity. And I don't know what type of captivity you're in, but everybody has a captivity. And there it is. God said it's called calamity. When you try to do right, it seems as though the enemy come in and try to make things wrong. It's called calamity. Every step you take forward, it seems as though the lying devil tries to knock you back. But I came to serve notice on the enemy today. I came to let the enemy know on a day. Although you're in your valley, oh, the valley of your shadow of death, you don't have to fear him. For God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. If I could go ahead and preach it to you on a day, I believe that there are some of y'all out there that need to come out of a great calamity on a day. And God sent me by to let you know that although you're in the valley can get great reward. Oh, there is great reward for those who diligently seek him. You've been seeking God a long time now. You've been seeking God with diligence and patience. And we're coming by to put the devil in a body bag. I said we're coming by to put Satan on notice. That even though you're in the valley, he cannot take advantage of you. But there was a time when God sent Ezekiel down in the valley. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him down in the valley. And he took him down in this valley, a valley of very dry bones. And the Bible just says that the valley, it was full of these dry bones. And God caused Ezekiel to go round about the dry bones. What are you saying on a day? That God caused Ezekiel, the say flesh and blood, I have not battled with, but a principality, we can cast that out, Well, the Bible declares that God sent Ezekiel around the valley, that means he walked around the valley of the dry bones. The Bible says he went round and round and round and round about him. And what are you saying on a day? I'm saying on a day that Galatians says that you battle not against flesh and blood, but of principalities and rulers of the darkness. So all we got to do is put on our helmet of salvation. All we got to do is put on our shield of faith. I said all you got to do is put on your breastplate of righteousness. Oh, God is preaching now. All you got to do is get out the sword of the Spirit. We're ready now. Our feet are shod with the gospel, the preparation of peace. Oh, I said you're ready now. You're down in the valley. You're down in the churches. And you're ready, a good soldier. God said be a little good soldier now and get dressed up for war. Somebody ought to say it's war time against the works of the enemy. Oh, Bashatasan, if God be for you, no man can be against you, no demon can be against you. Oh, Bashatasan, God said we're going to command all of your issues to go away. We're going to command your valley to be made right. We're going to command the water to come springing forth out of your valley of dry ground. And the Bible said that Ezekiel walked around, he walked around the valley of dry bones. But before Ezekiel spoke the word, God told him what was going to happen. And God is saying through a prophetic utterance to let you know what's going to happen even right now. God said to let you know that in 7 days, you're going to see a manifestation of your valley of dry bones. And God told Ezekiel, prophesy to the bones, Ezekiel, and let the bones know that God already said that it can happen. I'm speaking to your prophetic circle right now, and I'm letting you know, you got to catch this in your spirit, that God is saying, that it can happen. See, when you're faced with a trial and a temptation, when you're faced with an issue in your life, all you got to do is put the word on it, for the word does the work. The word is the prophetic. Somebody say, whoop, there it is. I see chains falling even right now off of your calamity. Oh, what the enemy thought he meant for good, for bad. God is turning it around for your good. And he said, Ezekiel, prophesy to these dry bones. And let the bones know you will get up and walk. Let the bones know you will get up and talk. Let your situation know on today. You will get up and walk. Walk for my favor. Walk for my goodness. Walk for my love of God. Let your situation know. You will get up and talk. Blessings will come out of your mouth. We're speaking to your situation. Oh, you got to catch this in the spirit. It's a prophetic revelation. We're speaking to the situation that you're going through on today. You will speak favor in my situation. You will speak favor in my life. I don't care what the situation is. God said to let you know today, we're prophesying to your dry bones. And we're telling your dry bones to get up and live. And the Bible said, God asked Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? And Ezekiel said, only you know, God. And God's word says that you can do all things through him that strengthens you. And God's word said, if you ask in my name, I'll give it to you. Anything you lay before me, that kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And God said in his word, if you don't waver, we're putting the word on it. If you don't waver and don't be double-minded, but stand with your feet planted, you got to dig your heels in and tell tell that situation, you will come to pass. You will come to pass and to pass right on by. And when you go, you will speak favor upon my life. See, God wants to take the thing that you're going through and turn it around for your good. The same way they did Joseph when they threw him in that pit. God said what the enemy meant for bad. God turned it around for his good. We're prophesying the old valley of dry bones on a day. We're prophesying the old valley of your shadow of death. We're prophesying. Come on, y'all, and pray. We got a war in the spirit. For the kingdom of heaven have suffered violence. But the violin, take it by force. Take yours by force. Prophesy to your situation. And God told Ezekiel, speak to the bones and tell the bones to get up and live. And all of a sudden, Ezekiel heard a clanging and a clacking. All those dry bones, they stood up. The Bible said the sinews came up on the dry bones. A sinew is a tendon. A tendon is what connects it all. So you can have dry bones and they can stand up. But if you don't have no sinew, somebody tap their neighbor and say, where's the glue in your situation? God is keeping it all together. He's keeping you a sane mind. He's giving you a loving heart. He's keeping it all together. He's planting your feet on solid ground. Some of y'all may sing and praise God. Some of y'all may clap your hands and praise God. But my praise is in my preaching. Bashata, son of God. God said he's healing you right now. Bishadana, son of God. I'm prophesying to your body. And I'm telling your body, stand up and live and give God the glory. His name is Christ Jesus. That Ezekiel. Ezekiel was a bad man because Ezekiel said, only you know God, and God knows the beginning before the end, because he said he's your Alpha and your Omega. He's the author and the finisher of your faith, who the joy was set before. He endured the cross. See, he endured the cross for your issue. He endured the cross for your prophecy on the day. He endured the cross so that you could speak to that situation and say, get thee behind me. And God was a man that would not lie, could not lie, cannot lie, will not lie, will never lie. Bashata, son of God. This word is going to get birthed out. Bisharahana, God. See, what you got to understand is I'm down in a basement right now. I don't see no windows. All I see is walls. I'm not in a big studio. I'm down in my basement. Come on, somebody. And say, although you're in the basement, the word of God moves all over the earth. The word of God lets the enemy know that there are more with me than there are with him. What are you saying today, woman of God? I'm saying, even though you may be in a low valley, the word of God never fails. It always comes back and does what it intends to do. What are you saying on today? I'm saying I'm in a basement, but I'm sending the word of God forth. And there's deliverance out there. And there are souls that are being won right now. All because of a basement. All because of your valley low. Let's go home. Let's go home. We got greens and macaroni and cheese waiting on the stove. And it's time to go home. Son of God. We got to get home in time for turkey. And the Bible declares that Ezekiel spoke to the breath of life of the four corners of the wind. And he said, wind, come upon all these bones. And the Lord breathed in the breath of life into the bones. And the Bible declared that the bones became an exceedingly great army. See, that's what you have to understand on today. Even though you speak to one thing, oh, Bashata Sana, and say you will behave in the name of Jesus. Although you speak to one thing and say God will deliver this in the name of Jesus, that one thing will blossom and bloom into something big and great for your favor. For the Bible declares that if you have the faith of a mustard seed, if you ever seen a mustard seed, it's about the size of a tip of a pin. But when you plant the mustard seed, it's the largest bush that grows. Oh, help me somebody on today. The small things you speak to can be exceedingly great reward. And the Bible said, oh, by Shatta, son of God, that the bones became an exceedingly great army. Oh, Bishalala, son of God, if you've been walking through a valley of dry bones and you can't seem to find your way and there's no life being breathed into the valley of dry bones, now is the time to give your heart to God. Now is the time that we build the altar to God. You know, you don't have to be inside of a church to build an altar. An altar is in your heart. Why? Why? Because God said to Ezekiel, hallelujah, God, he said, I will put my spirit in them. When you receive Christ as your Savior, the Spirit of God lands inside of you. The Bible says that, oh, Bashata, son of God, that it is the earnest inheritance. Oh, Bashara, son of, that means that it's the paid purchase price. Oh, hallelujah, God, when Christ comes back, you've already been bought and paid for, and it's free. It's called salvation. Hallelujah. So now is the time that we give our hearts and our minds to God. Have you been walking through that valley of the shadow of death, and it seems as though no one has been in your corner? Have you been walking through that thing in your life, and it seems as though you just can't open one door and get through the next? Hallelujah. I do know a man that can make it all happen for you. I know a man that can fix it. He can change it. Oh, Bashata, son of God. That's like saying, hallelujah. Excuse me, there is a man on the street. Oh, Bashara, son, and you're hungry. And he's handing out hot dogs. Oh, Bashara, son, but he says you don't have to buy the hot dog. You don't have to have money. It's just a free gift. And that's what Jesus Christ is to us. He's a free gift. So won't you accept Christ today as your Savior? Won't you accept him as the one that can speak to your dry bones and tell them to live? Excuse me, won't you speak to Christ today and let him know that you want him to be your Savior? You want him to be your saving grace? God is showing me that there are a lot of valleys out there. There are a lot of places, hallelujah, where people don't want to be. There's a lot of sadness. There's a lot of, hallelujah, God, depression. Depression is all around. Oh, Basharasana. But God is saying, even though you may be in that valley, there's still yet water available in the valley. Because this is what God did with the children of Israel when they were in the valley heading for the Red Sea. Oh, Basharasana. And they were running from Pharaoh with all of their life, with all of their heart, with all that they had. They were running for their lives. You may be running for your life on a day, just trying to save your life, trying to stay in. Make sure that you don't check up out of here. And God is saying that there's water. He said to let you know that there's water inside of the valley. I don't care what valley you're going through in your life. There's still yet hope. And that hope is called Jesus Christ. Oh, Bashata, God. We just bless God even right now. Hallelujah. As we looked at the news on the day, we found out that Whitney Houston's daughter is in a hospital fighting for her life. Oh, Bishara, son, there are some things that man cannot fix. There are some things that are only in the hands of God. For she's in a drug-induced coma. Hallelujah, God, because of swelling on the brain. There's only one man that can bring her out of that, and that is the man that has the answers to her valley, the answers to your valley. Accept Christ today as your Savior. Let's go ahead and say the sinner's prayer together. We'll just say, hallelujah, our Father. If you would repeat after me, we'll say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And tell God, say, I want your kingdom to come to me, God. I believe in what you did on the cross, and how you died for me. You died so that I could be set free. You died so that I could have salvation. And I believe that this is what you did when you came. And I believe that you sit on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for me. And I realize and understand that I cannot get to God unless I go through you. And I accept you as my Savior. You know, if you've done this, hallelujah, and you've believed it in your heart, and you said this, amen, hallelujah, then instantly, hallelujah, instantly, through your true repentance of a true heart, amen, instantly, the Holy Spirit is dwelling within you. He's going to keep you. He's going to protect you. He'll make the way. Hallelujah. He'll be a banner. He'll be a fence all around you. When the enemy tries to come in like a flood, but God will stand up a banner against him. This is why we're able to prophesy to our situation and say, you will behave. You will come into agreement with God, because we are joint heirs of Christ Jesus with God. Amen. If Christ is an heir, then you are a joint heir. Oh, Vashata, Son of God. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez. Just check out the website. Amen. AlyssaNarvaez.com. Hallelujah. We've got healing crusades coming through your city. And I'm just, you know, I don't even really want to talk about it. I just feel the presence of the true and living God, because God is saying that I am the answer to your valley. That's all I want to leave you with on today, is that God is the answer to your valley. May the grace of God be with you and greatly enrich you. May the grace of God keep and protect you. And may he be your banner. Be your banner. We thank God for being your banner. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for meeting us in this time. We thank you for ministering to the people. We thank you for reminding them that you are the answer to their valley. Heavenly Father, we thank you for reminding them that there is water in the valley. We thank you for reminding them that they can still drink of the water of living life, river of living life through their valley. So in Jesus' name, we bless you and we lift you up. I'll see you the next time. Bye-bye.